They will be in the first ever all-Canadian matchup that starts this Saturday, 5 o'clock Edmonton time on TSN, when they are taking on the best team in the East this year, the Toronto Rock. Their head coach, John Lovell, joins us now. John, congrats on getting to the Champions Cup. How are you doing?
I'm good, and thank you very much.
Well, John, you and Edmonton had a thrilling 16-15 overtime game in Edmonton. You were victorious. They won in your barn. I don't know if regular season means anything or home floor advantage means anything. Other than that, now it is a legitimate best of three. And considering that all five since the best of two series came in play have went to the tiebreaker, you got to be happy about having home floor for game three.
Well, that was one of the goals at the start of the season, to try to avoid that single game playoff knockout and grab home floor advantage, at least in the East. And as it turns out, we were able to secure it throughout the playoffs for the league. So, yeah, we were very happy with that. And you know, we worked very hard, so maybe that will be a difference maker.
John, let's look at your defense. How do you defend Mark Matthews? What do you feel is the best way to try to limit him? Did you see what Calgary did in Game 2, and will you try to mirror that?
Well, I know in the past we try to get key guys, some of our better guys over there to defend them, and sometimes the best way to defend them is to not let him get the ball in the first place. So it's very difficult to do that. He's a great ball player, and he picks his spots very well, and not only that, he sees the floor so well. So not only do you have to do a good job on him, but your guys away from the ball have to be awake, because he can find, and they've got a great right side there with some really quick cutters and good guys around the net. So you still have to be aware of that. So it's not just one guy so much. They're a great team offense.
Well, Robert Church, of course, come back in, and he scored three goals. Zach Greer has been very good. And your offense isn't just one guy either. You get Colin Doyle, a future Hall of Famer, back, and he carries the ball more than Ross, the guy you replaced him. Other than that, is there a significant difference in what he does for your offense that is there now that wasn't when he was injured?
Well, I think he certainly helps our power play. He's been a power play player all his life, so it gives us some different looks in terms of going strong left as opposed to strong right, which we've done most of the season. So, it helps us in that regard. And, just the fact that he's a presence and he's a big body to handle, when he decides to go to the net. And he's been one of the greatest players in the league in terms of drawing two people and then finding that open guy. So, it helps our offense, but for sure.
Defensively, you went out in the offseason and got more athletic and bigger. Obviously that was the game plan. Did it allow you to play a different style of defense, or did it just allow you to play a pressure defense better?
I think just, having bigger bodies back there. And the other thing we kind of lacked is we didn't have any left shots. So the three players that we had acquired and Gilbert and Merrill and Sorensen are all big bodies that can play defense. And in terms of Brody and Sorensen, they're both great transition players too, and they all shoot left. So, we upgraded in a number of areas that I thought was lacking from our back end. So that's helped us, a great deal.
John Lovell, the head coach of the Toronto Rock. They take on the Rush Saturday night in Game 1. Game 2 goes next Friday in Edmonton, and then Game 3 the following weekend, if necessary, on the Saturday night. John, for you, Toronto, so much history in that franchise. You guys had, six Champions Cups, five in a seven-year span. Do you feel that pressure, or do you use that as motivation to bring back Toronto to the top of the league?
So I think each of those championship teams, I've been part of two of them, one in 05 and one in 11. And, they're both different in their nature and their focus. I think this is, of the teams, and I've been with Toronto for 9 years, of the teams that I've been involved with, this has been, a pretty special group and really a pleasure to coach. They've been pretty determined, and they kind of rallied around our situation at the start of the season with the passing of Kerry Sanderson. And, we've taken a lot of motivation from that and determination from that and inspiration from that. And I think it's, even with the way Josh Sanderson, his son, has had an outstanding season. And so all of those things have been factors, I think, that we've put together, and we haven't lost our focus from day one.
John, you know, it's interesting you mentioned Mr. Sanderson. Of course, the Edmonton Rush, Derek Heenan loses his wife, Wendy, Aaron Bull dealing with his girlfriend Michelle's breast cancer. You know, these two teams have really endured a lot of adversity, but it hasn't affected you on the floor. How much has it brought your team closer? You know, but not saying it's a good thing, but is that the one positive from this, is that you're a closer team because of it?
I think that's the positive that we've tried to take from this and turn it into a positive thing. And as I said, just take some inspiration from it. These are, you know, tragic circumstances, you know, that both Edmonton and us have had to deal with. So, I guess there's some motivation on both sides for both teams.
You got a few Edmonton connections on your coaching staff. Blaine Manning, of course, a great player out of Sherwood Park for his whole life, and then, you know, an outstanding player in the NLL. And Paddy Campbell, of course, was with the inaugural Rush for many years, a true character. Do you see Blaine Manning? What's his best skill set as a coach, and do you see him as a head coach down the road?
Still a very young guy learning, but I had a great relationship when I was his coach. And I just thought that even though he wasn't very far removed from being a player, he understood what it takes to be a player and how to run things and what can be effective. So I think he gets better every year. He's going to be a real great coach down the line.
And Paddy, I'm assuming, just brings a lot of energy and emotion to your coaching staff.
Well, Paddy is Paddy Campbell, and he tries to give us some information about the goalies that we play, and he's been there, so he's been very effective in that regard, and lots of energy.
John, you mentioned the information on goalies, and Aaron Bold obviously have had a great year. Your goaltenders have had a solid season. I know Derek Heenan, they have a real intense kind of shooting report that he goes through with his offensive guys. Do you do the same with your guys? Has the shooting reports become way more focused now than the last few championship teams you were on?
I think so. I think more people are spending more attention to that part of it, and there's not many weaknesses in the top goalies in the league, and I wouldn't say that they have a weak spot or a weak area. They may have, but certainly we look for tendencies and look where, balls tend to go in on a particular goalie. But, the thing about both goalies from both teams, our goalie Brandon Miller and Nick Rose and then Aaron Boyle, like they're the backbone behind like pretty good defensive teams too. So those guys, they see a lot of shots, and that helps them make the save, and they'd be the first to admit it, I'm sure.
Well, John, best of luck in the series. First time ever in NLL history, two Canadian teams battling for the Champions Cup. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.